These days my nerves are wearing thin. Don't you dare go giving up. Fight the good fight, even when the fight ain't fair. Keep your hope high, even when the hope's not there. You got to steady on, hang on to Jesus. You're not done, don't stop believing. All of heaven's cheering you on to finish strong.
Somebody press one so I know, so I can know if you can hear me. Anybody? If you can hear me, press one. Oh, great, 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 great. Wow. This has been, today is the eighth day, if you recall. Today is the eighth day, and I don't know about you. However, all kinds of miracles have been happening in this ministry. All kinds. And one thing I see God doing, he's pruning and cutting. Okay? I guess, you know, I don't know everything there is to know about God. I'm still learning just like you, but I know one thing. I see him doing this. And I'm seeing some of the most marvelous freedom taking place in the lives of different people that I'm ministering to one-on-one every day. And I know that God has me doing this because some of you are new to this type of ministry, and you're going to have to go trust me, to get to where you are right now, it would have taken you a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of studying. And that's okay, because somebody's got to do it. And I thank God, you know, that some of you won't have to go through a lot of unnecessary training, a lot of unnecessary steps. But some of you are going to go through a lot of steps because you don't know what you need to know, and you think that I don't know what you need to know. So you're going to have to go around the block a few times, and that's okay. That's all right. It's not necessary, but it's okay if that's what you got to do to get it. But I can assure you that there are some better ways and some easier, faster ways too. I think I see, I want to ask them if I can ask them a question openly on here. We'll be back to probably to normal, but I don't think I don't know how I'm going to do Spreaker yet. I have an engineer now that's going to work with me to do one show a week that I'm going to do out of everything I do all week. We're going to take one show and we're going to, like, I guess, like, focus on that one show. And I'm going to go on probably Charisma Radio, probably starting in about 2 weeks. But that's good. That's all good. And then I'm going to do my other shows. I know the other shows are going to be on Blog Talk. Absolutely, positively know that. What I don't know at the moment, since so many changes are taking place, a lot of changes, and they're all good. They're all good. The Spanish station, they're all good, I'm telling you. But I want to see if, I want to show you something. The angel came this morning, and the angel was just talking to me about Matthew. I'm going to share it with you in a minute. But first I want to find out if I can, and if not, it's okay too. But today is the eighth day. That's my point I'm trying to tell you. And as you know, during these 8 days, I have found lost money I didn't even know I had stashed in Spreaker. So maybe I need to stick with Spreaker, huh? I had amassed over $2,000, and it was just sitting there. Let me see something. I don't have any of my microphones on, by the way. I'm just using the mic in the computer because I'm reconfiguring this whole thing, and it's working out perfectly. I'm going slow. Good morning. Can I have you come on and talk a little bit about what happened yesterday? Okay, I'm gonna click you on, okay? Because that really amazed me. Did it amaze you? Yeah, and see, I think I got your number right here. Let's see. Something amazing happened yesterday. And it was amazing. That's basically and to tell you the truth, the Holy Spirit got us there, but I learned a lot in it. Number one, I need to continue doing what I do best. What I do best that will allow themselves to trust the Lord. And that has always worked for me. It's always going to work. And I'm going to continue. It's sad that So many believers don't believe they can be free. So many believers have so little spiritual knowledge that half of them don't even know when they've been made free. Praise God. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Erica.
Praise God. I would like to share, we've been, as God said, 8 days. That's where the concept came from, the 8 days of miracles. And I would like to share a little bit of what happened yesterday. Yesterday was we worked up to yesterday.
Yes, we did.
Yesterday was a very pivotal day. And the scripture that the Lord told me to study was Matthew chapter 12, verses 22-44. What God is doing, brothers and sisters, everything God has given me, he's manifesting it through demonstration, and it's happening. I don't know why he chose me. I don't know why he chose this ministry, but I do know why he continued to use me. Okay? He continued to use me because I'm just faithful and I'm obedient, and that's the key to this kind of ministry. But the number one key is you've got to be honest with God. God knows if you're lying. You got to believe that God is God and that God is real and that he sees all and that he knows all. God knows your problem. God knows your problem deeper than you do. That's why I don't go on what people say. I don't care. You could come to me and say, my toe aches and you can see it's swollen right here. And I might start with your head, because God might be saying the toe is the fruit of the problem, but the toe ain't the problem. The fruit might be a demonstration of the seed, and the seed might be a demonstration of something that's been in operation in this family hidden for a long time. So I'm saying that to say this. When I tell you, you need to learn what you're doing, and you can't go by the surface. You know, a lot of people think, or they used to think, I just sit here and don't have nothing to do all day but nurse people's needs. I don't. Half of my job is what God had told me a long time ago. If you do not get the root and the seed, you have not done anything. And so God took me back to Matthew chapter 12. And, you know, in Matthew chapter 12, it's so rich. The whole thing is just very rich. But in Matthew chapter 12, verse 33, it says, either make the tree good, fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. All that is in Matthew chapter 12. But if you start out reading Matthew chapter 12, starting at verse 22, it's talking about that somebody brought to Jesus a person who was possessed with a devil, blind and dumb. It said he was possessed with a devil, and the devil, it says here, blind and dumb. So the blind and dumb devil that was in the man, possessing the man, demonstrated his fruit by making the man, what, blind and dumb. And the Bible says that Jesus healed him. Jesus healed him in so much that the blind and the dumb both spake and saw. The demon that was possessing the man, was affecting the man's ability to see, talk. The man couldn't talk, and the man couldn't see. And Jesus cast the devil out of the man. And once the devil was cast out of the man, but Jesus called it healing him, the man could then speak and see. But the Pharisees, the religious people, they heard it secondhand. And they said that Jesus cast out devils by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. And the Bible says there in Matthew chapter 12, and Jesus knew their thoughts. Jesus knew their thoughts. He knew, he did not know, he wasn't going by no outward appearance. He wasn't going by what he thought. He was going by what he knew in his knower inside of him. And then Jesus had already told us, I only do what I see my Father do. So obviously, Jesus' Father, our Father God, leading and guiding Jesus, and it was God that told Jesus to deal with the man. Don't you ever take it upon yourself that you know what somebody's problem is. You don't. You're either going by what you see or what you might be perceiving, but then you got to understand that when you perceive and discern, that is going through every spirit in you. That your perception, the end result of your perception is what comes through everything in you. Meaning, if I'm going to minister to you, I better not have a lust demon. Okay, and you got a problem with pornography. You will never get me free. Never. Because the minute your lust demons perceive, discern, know, however they do it, that I got a lust demon, then the lust demon in me is going to present an even stronger stronghold. Because it says here, how can Satan be divided against himself? And how can Satan cast out Satan? It's just not going to work. Now, a lesser lust demon can have to yield to a more powerful lust demon. Meaning, if the man with the pornography's lust demon is greater, the lust demon in me, then what the man's lust demon can do is it can transfer on me, and it can go. It can hide deeper, and it can give up. It can give up some spirits, weaker, with a lesser degree in them. Okay, because they know one thing right here. It's in Matthew chapter 12. It says, "How can you enter? How can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house." You got that? Mm-hmm. Brothers and sisters, you are the strong man. Don't let nobody fool you. God is in you, Jesus is in you, and the Holy Spirit is in you. What they're supposed to be anyway, and they're supposed to be the strongest, they have the ability to make you to be the strongest man, because Satan, devils, demons are not men, they're spirits. And so it says here, how can one enter into a strong man's, Matthew chapter 12, verse 29, say man's. Well, I can tell you how he can enter in. You can open the door. And I told you, if the man with the pornography problem, demon, was stronger than the person who supposed to be casting the demon out, well, guess what happens? That's one way. That is one way that Matthew chapter 12, verse 43 says, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he says, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty. This means he finds it clean. He finds it clean, swept and garnished. However, you have opened the door because that spirit has been standing, sitting, waiting spiritually at the door to come in anyway. It's been waiting there because the Bible says it goes into dry places seeking rest. That means it also says that when it comes back, and I thank God for showing me this morning, again, reinforcing it. But this time, he showed me something different. Look what he showed me. It says that this time when he comes back, remember it says he brings seven works, right? Well, guess what else? Seven plus one equal eight. New beginnings. He make one, and the seven he brings make eight. And they start a new beginning. And if the Holy Spirit had not shown that to me, I've been looking at it all the time. Oh, yeah, but I knew it was seven times however many went out. It's seven times however many went out. And it's the one that comes back that knows your difficulty, that knows your weakness, that knows where you erred at, that knows all about you. And that is a familiar spirit. Yay! Wow. Yes. And that is how familiar spirits begin to traffic. If your family, if the problem was witchcraft, and if the witchcraft had been in the family a long time, well, witchcraft is coming back. And it's going to bring seven worse witchcraft spirits, which is going to be eight. And eight is the number of new beginnings, and it's going to start a whole new campaign against you. I asked God after our ministry yesterday, because you know, if you notice, I was coming. You probably didn't notice, but I was coming after generational familiar spirits.
Mm-hmm.
I waited, God, because I said, okay, God. Like I've been doing every day. How are we going to do this? How are we going to get this woman totally free so that she does not have any more problems and she can go ahead? And the Lord said, well, she's going to always have some problems, but it's going to be dependent upon how she keep that house. How she keep that house. Talking about the spiritual house. And then the Lord said, I want to show you something. He said, it isn't just seven. The seven plus the one that originally was there, that originally went out and got the seven worst, and the seven worst knows every affliction, every stronghold, everything. So he goes and intentionally gets seven worst of what he already knows. Now, did God prove that yesterday when we went through your deliverance? What happened?
Yes. I was in shock after hanging up. I said, what in the world? I mean, even right now as I was waking up, I was like, wow. I'm still in awe. Wow. How could all of that be inside of me?
You done gone to Bible college. You've been serving God faithfully. You had an office in the church, you know, office of work. work in your church for
yes.
years.
Mm-hmm.
Years.
Yes.
You're not. You weren't the sinner.
No.
Christ,
no.
Christ, you weren't the sinner. You were saved.
Mm-mm. Yes.
God showed it.
I mean,
what you're hearing now is the printer, because I had to hook up this printer, and so I'm printing out all these copies of this. I don't know, but because you know why? I looked further after I finished, because I wanted to know, because these are questions I asked God a long time ago, waiting for the answers. And my answers, I can't speak for anybody else. My answers come as I free people for God. The more work I do for God, the more God downloads to me. The more people I pray for, the more God say, now this is this, and that is that, and this is the other, and this goes in here, and that goes in there, and he's been doing it for 30 years. That one, and if you recall, I went straight biblical. I didn't go off the Bible one time. I went straight biblical.
No.
God did it. And I just followed his direction. God went in places no human being could go. Brothers
mm-hmm.
and sisters, this is why I tell you, follow God. God wants his people free. God does not want his people in bondage. But only he can free them. You can sit, I can't even remember, tell you the truth. Uh-oh, I just dropped the papers. Because you know I do a hard copy on everything. That's a habit, and I think it's a good one. I was doing your ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you that when I write this book, it's going to be, it started when the people came here and I wrote the little book. It's over there. I never did it. I gave them a copy if they came. You healed healing others. I gave them a copy
mm-hmm.
of that, take with them when they left. I saw him as I'm reconfiguring everything. I saw that book over there. And I said, do I put that? He said, no, that's the first book. That's the first step. When I asked you to ask those people to come here, that was just the beginning. And what you saw yesterday is the beginning of the end.
Wow.
It's the beginning
wow.
of the end.
And Dr. Erica, if I may...
Go ahead.
If I may also add, God answered a lot of questions of things that I didn't even know that were there, because family like to keep secrets.
Mm-hmm.
But God revealed them all. I just wanted to add that.
I don't know any other way to try to explain this. I haven't figured it out yet, meaning I have not. All I got is where I'm at right now in putting this together. And I guess I won't be able to really put it all together until after today.
Okay.
After today. I don't know what God is going to do today. I mean, it would seem like there's nothing left to do, but I know there's something else left to do, even although
yes,
I don't know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
But in my own, now, even although your time, I don't know what to call it, whatever you call it, whatever it was. I don't have a name for it yet. I'll just say God healing you. God healed you. God healed you everywhere you hurt. He healed you. And he went inside of you and did it. It was done by the power of God. It was done by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I think that just like that eight spirits start a new beginning of torment and terrorizing people's soul. It's like he starts all over again. And I wondered why that happened. I never knew why that happened. Okay? That the devil he comes in and he starts all over again. But I see it now. I understand it now. Why? Because God took 30-something years to give me understanding about it. Mm-hmm. And I don't take it lightly. And I'm not going to allow anybody else to take it lightly either. Because this, listen, brothers and sisters, this is what I'm going to tell you. That angel said to me, he said, it's 1 billion people on this planet. God sent me here. Because I was okay. And I guess the devil was saying the angel was saying to me, don't be rude and discourteous and impolite to me. Wait till I leave before you go anywhere. And I thought about, I'm a stickler for manners. I love good manners. And I'm thinking, man, I was going to disrespect the angel by going somewhere else. And the angel had to put me in check and say, I'm here. What you going somewhere else for? How could you disrespect me like that? And that's when I came to my senses. And I had another coming to my senses in this sanctuary. I'm in the sanctuary. I'm talking to somebody I trust in the spirit. And all of a sudden, the light bulb goes boing, 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 boing. It came on. I didn't even say it. The person that I was trusting to talk to and really pray with, it wasn't a heavy prayer, said, I break and bind every spirit, every tongue that has been prayed against your will to bind you up in anybody else's house, living room, family, and so forth. And boy, the light just broke.
Wow.
The light just flooded in. Because I don't think that way. You see, I don't think of binding nobody up because I know the consequences. I don't even think of praying against anybody because I don't want anything defiling to touch my ministry. I don't want anything and to pray against somebody or to wish somebody bad or to speak evil on somebody will open you up and it will zap your own anointing. It will weaken your anointing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You cannot talk about people behind their back, rumor mongering, backbiting, tail bearing. All that stuff brings spirits in on you. Am I right about it, sister?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
God had us hit that, and whoa, floodgates open.
Yes, they did. Back to back to back. And that was one thing that I disliked about my family. But yet, there were times when I would do that and I would say to myself, why did you do that? When I myself disliked it, not realizing that it was a generational pattern that really needed to be broken off of my own life so that I wouldn't ever do that, even though I recognized it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
I'm telling you, I've enjoyed. It's one. I mean, after we finish, once again, I had to curl up in my blanket in my recliner.
So did I. So did I.
it just when you go, it takes a little. It'll make you tired. Let me put it like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not something I want to do every day.
Yes.
But nevertheless, it's going to have to be done for a lot of people in that exact way.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be the same result because the first is always the hardest and the best. You know that?
Praise God. Praise God.
It's always the hardest and it's always the best. And that's why when I asked those people to come here and cooperate with me, they didn't know. They were getting the first and the best blessing from it even incorporates into this. Because God said this is
wow.
The beginning of the end.
Wow.
I am thrilled. At God's wonder. There are a lot of headliners right now, and I'm going to stop that word because God had told me, that's how I went to Jesus Says He'll Deliver, because of TED Talk. They have the trademark. Okay. But I don't need it. I don't need it. I have what I need. Christ. And that's why the Lord told me put Jesus on and in and through everything I do. Now, he might tell you something different. Whatever he tells you, you do it. My only word to you is you make sure it's God. But whatever mm-hmm. God tells you. Isn't that what Mary told Jesus at the wedding, the very first miracle?
Yeah.
Mary told the workers, the disciples, and all those people. She said to the workers at the wedding, she said, "Whatever he tells you to do, do it." I never forget that. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. It works. Outside of him, you're on your own. And that's why you have to be responsible and stand up for what you do. Is there anything else about yesterday that you could find, you know, that you would want to comment about? The reason I can't comment too much is because I was really walking under the guidance of the Holy Spirit so heavy, I just can't remember all of it. It was happening so fast.
Okay. There is one question that stands out to me, but I don't know if I'm allowed to ask it publicly.
Text me.
Yes, okay.
Text me, because I don't want you to get in no trouble.
Okay.
Text me. But those of you that are going through changes right now, it's God. I talked to another TED-liner, young woman, very anointed, and as we talked, I listened to her life, and I saw transference of spirits from Angie. Did you hear
okay.
me? Transference of spirits from Angie. That's a good point. That is a very, very good point.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. You can say it. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So while you were doing deliverance, you had bound up chakras.
Mm-hmm. I bound up the spirits that came from the chakras.
from the chakras because somebody else did it, right. Not me.
Because you sat under a minister who was supposed to be the pastor, and they were operating with kundalini and chakras. So we had to cast out the kundalini. We had to close up and command the power from the snake, because the chakras is the snake that they believe that's at the base of the spine. And we had to destroy the power from the chakras. We had to cover every area where the chakra was. It's supposed to, I think it's about 9 of them, and cover that with the blood and command those spirits to go, all those transference of spirits. Because when you came into agreement with your pastor, and your pastor was using chakras for kundalini power, and you said, yeah, it transferred right on you.
Wow. And see, in my own limited understanding, I thought that in order for those chakras to be opened up, you had to open up yourself through yoga.
Listen to what I said. Listen. I commanded the spirits from the chakras.
Okay, got it.
And the kundalini power. There's a difference.
Whoa.
Chakras. You get it?
Yes, I do.
Now, was that pastor a witch?
Yes, she was.
Okay.
She was a born again. She was a witch previously before coming to Christ, but she never really. That was just pretend.
Uh oh, get out. Go. Any other hidden spirits from that witch? Get out right now. Go. Cough it on out. Cough it on out. It's trying to come out. Go. And any other spirits from those chakras? Go. See, yeah, come on out. Come on out. I explained it to you in a minute. Go. Get out. Up and out in the name of Jesus. Go. Come on out. All the hidden works of darkness from the witch pastor that was using New Age magic. The Lord God rebuke you right now. And any other magic that didn't come up other than the chakras, go. Come on out. Come on out from being in agreement. Go. Get out. All the way out. All the way out. The Lord God rebuke you. The Lord God rebuke you. And all spirits of whoredoms and falsehoods from being under witchcraft leadership. Go! Get out. Out. All the way out. Go. 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 Out. All the way. All the way. Go. Thank you, Jesus. Out. Go. Up and out. Go. Oh, man. Can I get this one, other one? Can I get it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Witchcraft mind control.
Yes.
Go. I break that power right now. All residue. Go. All the way out. name of Jesus. All falsehood. Go! Get out. Out! All the way out of that body. Okay, the Lord is telling me to hit pain. Pain. With pain from that witch's witchcraft. Pain. Spirit of pain. The Lord God rebuke you. Go! Get out, pain. Oh, wow. Inflammation. Go! Get out. Inflammation. Pain. Go! From that witchcraft. All the way out. All the way out. Pain in the joints. Go! Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. All the way out. All the way out. Keep coming out. I bind you up. You will not transfer. You will go to the pit sealed by the power of the Holy Ghost and come no more. Go! Get out. Go! Lose her eyes, causing headaches, like headaches from that stuff. Go! Go! All the way out. We break your power this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for bringing it up. You wanted it dealt with. Go! Get out. All that stuff. Come here, you listening. You believe them lies about the pineal gland and all that witchcraft. Go! Get out. Witchcraft. Go! That's what that mama believed in, opening up the pineal gland. Go! Get out. Get out. Every falsehood, every false way, I break your power right now in the name of Jesus. Go! Get out. Get out! Get out of the neck. Get out of the neck and the bone. Go! Get out. Look, I was saying get out of the neck and the bones, and I think I'm going to ask Brother Joe to make me some neck bones. Brother Joe, can you make some neck bones today? God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you.
Yes,
I thank
Lord.
You. I thank you. I thank you. Yeah, sound good. Lord, I love you. I love you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus. Don't hold nothing back. You don't have to hold nothing back. I just want to make sure there wasn't no name coming out. I don't want to, you know, be naming no names. That is not good. Anything else?
That was my main question.
Okay. Okay. Well now the people on this line realize that you can have a transference of a spirit, and that spirit can be an attachment, especially if you were in agreement. If you were in agreement with the wrong person,
mm-hmm.
and you
right.
come into agreement with them, then you open yourself up to what's in them. That's
wow.
not I will come in front of you all in a heartbeat and say, look at here, bind the spirits from me, any spirits from me. Especially if I know I've been hit, I'm not going to come on here and put nothing on you. As a matter of fact, if I've been hit bad, I'm even coming on the radio. I'm going to get it off of me.
Yes, yes.
Spirit transfer.
Yes, they
do.
Wow.
Something like that. But if you pray, you can add it in your natural prayer life. But some of you act like you can't understand what you ain't never seen. But let me tell you something. You ain't never seen God. And God is a spirit, the Bible says. That's what the Bible says.
Everybody just clap it right here. Come on.
That was me.
Mm-hmm. Brothers and sisters, when I tell you I'm serious, I'm serious. Mm-hmm. This is serious ministry. And it's all dependent upon you and your cooperation with God. You didn't even get mad. You didn't get mad at anything. That you trusted God, and look what God did. And look what he's doing.
Above and beyond what I expected.
Hmm?
He went above and beyond what I even expected.
You know what? That guy Hawk Nelson, the devil got him. He left. He left the band. I hope he came back. But this is the last song he made. But it's just true. God is trying to make diamonds out of you. He ain't gonna settle for no lab cut diamonds. I'm talking about real diamonds, Ryan. Real diamonds mined out of his mountains. Diamonds come from God. You know that?
Amen.
Yes, a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure goes into the making of a real diamond. They can duplicate it, but the counterfeit will never match up to the real. Never.
Amen. Amen.
Here and now.
When the unclean spirit goes out of a man, it comes back. And even if the house is clean and swept, the Bible says, if it's clean and swept, he's going to go and get one more. So that'll be eight of them. And if they can get in, it's a brand new beginning all over again of your torment and your misery and your hell. Withstand the pressure. Let God turn you into a diamond. He'll do it.
Amen.
But
Amen.
His way. His way is the only way that's permanent.
Here and now.
Diamonds. Oh, the joy of the Lord, it will be my strength. When the pressure is on, he's making diamonds.